It's 8:09 on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. As I mentioned, 8:10, 70 degrees, beautiful Tuesday morning. We hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. The Michigan Water Polo Association High School Girls Championship is coming to East Lansing High School. That's on June 1st and 2nd. Okemos High School is the two-time defending state champion. They're joined by number one Rockford. How can you be the two-time defending state champion, but you're not ranked number one? Well, Rockford is, and wanted to find out a little bit more about water polo. I played this game, man. It's a tough and physical game. In studio, we have Okemos coach Matt Latham. How are you, sir?
Good.
And we also have senior co-captain Nikki Barron in studio. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
All right, Okemos is the two-time defending state champion, but you're not as good as Rockford. What's the deal?
Well, unfortunately, we've played Rockford twice this year. Once, it was our first tournament of the season, and again, about a month and a half ago, and we lost a couple tight games.
Yeah.
One was a one-goal game. They scored with about a minute and a half to go to win it, and then the last one was, I think, 7-5. So they've been tight, and hopefully this weekend, you know, third time's a charm.
Yeah. Nikki, when I mentioned that, you look like you got a stinging feeling losing twice to Rockford.
Well, losing never feels good, but I think that if we play our hardest this weekend, we can go for it.
All right. Coach, why is Okemos so good in water polo?
Most of our kids come from a swimming background already, and a lot of them go and play year-round. Our club, Spartan Water Polo Club, based out of East Lansing, offers opportunities for kids pretty much of all ages to come and play starting from about a week and a half from now all the way until school starts.
What makes a good water polo player?
Just like any other sport, good athlete, good swimmer, got to have a smart head on your shoulders because you got to be able to react very, very quickly. I mean, it's a fast-paced sport. And it's very physical, so you got to be strong mentally and physically, pretty much like any other sport there.
What's been the secret to your success, two state championships?
We've had some talent. That doesn't hurt. We've had a lot of kids move on and play collegiately. Nikki's one example is going to be a preferred walk-on at U of M next year. We've also, like I said, they've been training year-round, they're hard workers, and they're good students, so kind of the total package.
All right, Nikki, coach over here sounds like a mild-mannered, soft-spoken guy. What's he like in practice, and how does practice help prepare you for games?
He definitely works as hard in practice. It's not easy, but it's not ridiculously hard, but we do work, we swim, and of our sets.
How much is swimming versus the actual playing games or preparing for games, you know, in your water polo sets?
It depends on the day, but we usually start with a swim set, but it doesn't take too long. Then we get into passing and shooting. But at the beginning of the season, there's more swimming to get into conditioning shape.
All right, what's the worst part about being a goalie?
Getting hit in the face.
Yeah?
It hurt. It doesn't hurt as much anymore.
Yeah.
But it's never fun.
So the ball hits you in the face or
yep.
Opposing players?
Both.
Well, get your hands up and block that thing. That's easier said than done,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, easier said than done.
All right, so you're going to be at East Lansing High School. That'll be like a home game for you.
That's the plan. We're hoping to have a very, very large Okemos contingent there to help support the girls. First game is at 4 o'clock on Friday against East Kentwood. Should we win that, we'll be in the semifinals Saturday morning at 10:30, and then you have the state championship at 7 p.m. on Saturday. So the goal is that hopefully 95% of the crowd is in Okemos maroon.
How many people do you think will come out?
We're expecting a full packed crowd. Typically, the state tournament draws very, very well. You'll have a lot of people from out of town, too. So Rockford does travel well. That's another reason why we'd like to see a very, very large Okemos contingent up there supporting our team.
You were telling me that the Water Polo Club goes out to California in the summertime. Why is California so much better than other parts of the country?
Those people, I joke, were born with a water polo ball in their hand. They've been playing since they were four or five years old, and they play together year-round again just like we were trying to do. They play about 100 to 150 games a year. And just out there, it's a top-level sport. I mean, it's more well-known. This year with the Olympics, if people get a chance, you'll see a lot of Californians on the roster. So it's major league out there.
Now, is this sanctioned by the Michigan High School Athletic Association?
Currently, it is not.
Really?
Nope.
No love from the association, huh?
We've been trying to get a look, and they've talked to us a few times. Supposedly, you need a certain number of teams, which we're not quite there yet, but our sport is growing.
Mm-hmm. How many schools in the mid-Michigan area and how many in Michigan play water polo?
There's about 30 to 35 girls teams. There's about 30 guys teams, too. In mid-Michigan, there's six Lansing area teams, including ourselves.
Will anyone be at the championships other than Okemos?
Right now it's just us, but the area is getting better. Mm-hmm. Okemos has been around a lot longer than some of these other programs, but they're getting there.
Who's your big rival?
Locally?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's a good question.
No one, because they can't hang yet, right?
Not yet, but I know Grand Ledge is getting there, Hazlitt's getting there, mm-hmm. East Lansing's improving, Holt, which just kind of formed their team this year, will get there, and then there's Mason as well.
Mm-hmm. But right now, Rockford's the big gun, huh?
Yep.
Ranked number one. Can you go get them, Nikki?
I think so.
All right, the championships for water polo are June 1st and 2nd. That's at East Lansing High School. For people who want more information about that or about Okemos Water Polo, where do they go?
OkemosWaterPolo.org.
All right, we've been talking water polo here on the program. Matt Latham is the Okemos coach, and we've been talking with senior co-captain Nikki Barron. Matt, Nikki, thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, worldwide via the internet at 1320WILS.com. Good morning.